From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend Larry Power, minister of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum, County Monaghan, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
Genesis chapter 45 and verse 9. These are the words of Joseph to his brothers. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. More than any other character in the Bible, Joseph is a wonderful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what makes his life so valuable. Joseph was the saviour of many. The Egyptians said to Joseph, when all the great reserves of food had been used, and when they came looking for grain, Thou hast saved our lives. Genesis chapter 47, verse 25. And of course the Lord Jesus Christ will save a multitude without number. But the question is, will you be one of them, saved by His grace and washed in His atoning blood? Now many people do not like this word saved, but it occurs in the Bible many, many times over. For example, we have that wonderful verse, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That is, trust Him to save you. But let's get back to Joseph, who is, as I say, a lovely type of Christ. After Joseph makes himself known to his brothers, he sends them on a mission. Remember, his father Jacob is still back there in the land of Canaan, and he thinks Joseph is dead. He is grieving for his son, and he is downcast and sad and very sorrowful. But let us think then about this message. Genesis chapter 45 and the verse 9. Go up to my father and say. This is very similar to Christ's commission to believers and to his church. For we read there in Mark chapter 16 and verse 5. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let us think about the subject of the message. The brothers were to speak about Joseph. They were to report the good news that Joseph is yet alive. Not only that, they were to tell the father about all the glory of Joseph and how God had blessed him. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt. Genesis chapter 45 and the verse 13. He was, of course, the governor over all the land at this time. Now, if you're tempted, perhaps just for to turn off the broadcast, give me your ear for a moment. Pull up your chair. I do not want to talk to you about denominations or preachers or movements or anything of that sort. I want to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed and glorious Son of God, who died and rose again from the dead and is able to save you from your sins and from hell if you will come to Him in repentance and faith. My message to you, wherever you are today, whatever your trouble, my message is to glorify Christ. To Him be glory forever and ever, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 21. And again in Philippians we read, Therefore God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name above every other name. Let us think about the invitation of the message. Joseph told his brothers to deliver this message to his father. As we read there in Genesis chapter 45 and verse 9, Come down unto me, tarry not. In accepting this message, the great problems in Jacob's life would be solved. What problems, you say? What problems did old Jacob have? There was a great deal of grief, of course, and there was a shortage of grain. Or to put it in another way, there was a lack of fellowship with his son Joseph. He's grieving over Joseph. He's brokenhearted. He hasn't seen him for many a long day. But in accepting the invitation from Joseph, "Come unto me," his grief would be relieved, and he would live another 17 years. Now, the gospel message is likewise good news for you and for me. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now you say, that man speaking today on the radio has no idea of my problems. If you're not saved, your greatest need is fellowship with the living God. Yes, you're right, I don't know your difficulties, what you're having to pass through at this particular time, what your grief is and your sorrows, and your problems and cares. I'm not acquainted with any of them. But I do know this, that your greatest need is to be reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We read there in Genesis chapter 3 of man's fellowship at the very start, how he enjoyed God, fellowship with him. But we know that fellowship was broken because of sin. And that is the root of our problem. You see, modern philosophy deals only with the symptoms. But God deals with the person. He deals with individuals. And God knows what is good for us and what we need. And our greatest need, our greatest want today, is to be reconciled again unto him, our Creator and our Maker. And that can only happen through his blessed Son, the man Christ Jesus. Now you may be saved today and have food for your soul through his word. As I say, this is your greatest want. Unless fellowship with God is restored, the sinner will suffer eternal separation from God and the fires of hell. Yes, you do need food for your soul. How many things have you tried? I mean pleasures and sins and all sorts. But they have left you empty. Now listen to the words again of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger." John chapter 6 and verse 35. Jacob's need would be met in Joseph. And your need can only be met today in Christ. But listen, he's all sufficient. And he's able to meet that every need. And he's able to save you to the uttermost. And he's able for to save and to bless you today. Only trust him. There was also, of course, the seriousness of the message. Again, I referred to Genesis chapter 45 and verse 9. The message was urgent. "Tarry not. Do not delay about this matter," Joseph told his brothers. "Tell my father to come down quickly." You see, the problem would only be prolonged if he delayed. In fact, it could bring death. The sooner he leads or heads for Egypt, the better. Now the gospel comes to you today with the same urgent appeal. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is something you need to do promptly. You are in great peril. You are in great danger. If you die in your sins, you will be lost forever. But you know, sad to say, as there was the doubting of the message, when the brothers told the message to Jacob, he at first believed them not, as we read in Genesis chapter 45 and verse 26. How this reminds us of so many today. When they hear the good news of the gospel, they doubt. And they're filled with unbelief and with skepticism and so on. They say, "It's too simple. This can't be right. You mean I'm only to trust and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and if I come to him, he promises to save me and to give me life eternal, life everlasting?" Yes, that is the gospel. When you come trusting, relying upon him, and in repentance, with a willingness to forsake your sin, and to turn your back upon them, and to leave them, God has promised to hear prayer and to save you. It is interesting to note that Jacob was much slower to believe the truth about Joseph than he had been to believe the falsehoods about Joseph. Multitudes are so quick today to believe the blasphemies and the lies about Christ than they are to believe the truth about him. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Trust him just now and believe his word. Cry out in prayer to God. Pray, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," and he will receive you. He has promised to receive you. Maybe somebody is thinking today as you just listen to this broadcast, "Well, I'm too sinful. I'm too bad. Christ would never receive me." Now just listen for a moment. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? He died for sinners. This man, the Bible tells us, receiveth sinners. Or listen to the words of a lovely hymn, an old hymn that we sing sometimes in church. "Just as I am without one plea, for that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, O Lamb of God, I come. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." You're not to linger, you're not to delay, you're to come. Just as you are, with all your problems, with all your sinfulness, you're to come to Christ. In all of the world, past, present, and even future, there is not to be found one person, not one man or woman, who can ever say, "I came seeking mercy and pardon, but God would not have me. He refused me." No, there's not such a person in the whole world, not past, not present, not future. Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Oh, what a lovely picture, a lovely type of Christ we have in this man, Joseph. He did indeed save a multitude of people down in Egypt. He opened up all the barns filled with grain, supplied multitudes of people. And the Lord Jesus Christ is a Saviour, a great Saviour who will save a multitude. So we read in the book of Revelation, "A multitude which no man can number." Are you one of that number today? Are you saved by the grace of God, rejoicing in the Lord, trusting only in his merit? Oh, if not, then look just now and trust him and receive him as your Lord and Saviour. Thank God that precious blood is able to cleanse from all sin, from every sin, no matter what the sin is. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. You may hear Reverend Power preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum. For further information, you may phone us on 047-54-990. That's 047-54-990. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.